And talking about putting grease in a pan, you'd say, well, I already wet that pan.
Put grease in?
Mm-hmm. Did you say you greased it or greased it or how would you say that?
I say I put my grease in place and uh-huh. let it get hot and then I put my egg in there.
And sometimes they put grease on a car. You'd say he took his car in and they did what?
Taking the grease, huh?
Or they, sometimes they'll put grease on a car, you'd
mm-hmm.
say.
Mm-hmm.
He took the car in and they
greased it.
Okay. And you'd say it's squeaking, you better take it in and have them
work on it.
Have them
to grease it.
Uh-huh. And if grease got all over your hands, you'd say your hands were all
greased.
And what do people used to burn in lamps?
Oh.
What kind of
kerosene.
Huh?
Kerosene.
Did you ever see anybody make a lamp using a rag and a bottle and some kerosene?
Mm-mm.
And inside the tire of the car, you have the inner...
Inside the car?
Inside the tire of the car.
You know, too.
Okay. And if someone had just built a boat and they were going to put it in the water, they'd say they were going to...
If they'd what?
If someone had built a boat and they were going to put it in the water, they'd say they were going to...
Sail.
Okay. What different kinds of boats do people have around here?
I don't know.
What boats would people go fishing in?
Motor boats?
Mm-hmm. What about just a wooden boat? What would they call that? Did you ever hear of a rowboat or John boat?
I heard of rowboats.
What's a rowboat like?
I live such a rowboat. Fishing boat, I don't know.
Uh-huh. You've never been on one?
Uh-uh.
And if a child was just learning to dress himself, the mother brings him the clothes and tells him, now here, what, your clothes, here?
Mm-hmm. Here's your clothes.
Okay. And if you were taking a child to the dentist and he was scared, the dentist might say, well, you don't need to be scared.
I'm not going to hurt you.
And did you ever use the word ain't?
Yeah, uh-huh. Ain't going to hurt you.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Do you use that word very much?
Not much.
And say if I ask you, was that you I saw in town yesterday? You might say, No, it
wasn't me.
And if a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, she'd take along a little square of cloth to use as a...
sample.
And if she sees a dress she likes a lot, she'd say the dress is very...
pretty.
And... what might you wear over your dress in the kitchen? What might you wear over your dress in the kitchen?
Apron.
Huh?
Apron.
And to sign your name in ink, you'd use a...
pen.
And to hold a baby's diaper in place.
Pen.
And soup that you buy comes in a can made out of...
tomatoes.
Or the can is made out of...
pen.
And a dime is worth...
huh?
A dime is worth...
silver.
Uh-huh. Or it's worth two nickels or...
oh, yeah, two nickels. Or a solid dime.
Or
10 copper cents.
Okay. And what would a man wear to church on Sunday?
A suit.
And if he just bought it, it'd be a brand...
new suit.
What would be the parts of a three-piece suit?